Ian Scholes, if you have a job, you spend half to a third of your day commuting. This was once considered a problem, but thanks to the modern entrepreneurial spirit, it is no longer a problem, a challenge, or even an inconvenience. It is now an opportunity. A new Silicon Valley commuting service called Buspool will shuttle you from San Jose to Palo Alto and back. The hook is, this service features movies. So not only do you get to whiz past the gridlock in the Diamond Lane, you can watch a movie. What's the downside? Well, the movie doesn't start until everybody's on the bus, and the commute doesn't last long enough for a commuter to see the entire movie. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, it takes about 3 days coming and going to see a whole film. So far, according to the Chronicle, the movies have included Ghost, Star Wars, First Wives Club, Titanic, Galaxy Quest, and Forrest Gump. You gotta love capitalism. Only in America could you cram a bunch of people into a bus, have them watch lame movies they've seen a zillion times before, thus somehow convincing them they're not wasting an hour and a half going to and from a crappy job they either hate or offers no security or both, and making them think this is a luxurious experience, and making them pay for it. Speaking personally, I don't want to watch a movie at 7:30 in the morning, especially not First Wives Club or Forrest Gump. I certainly don't want to watch a third of a movie I've seen before. I'd rather take a nap or read the paper or listen to right-wing talk show hosts dream up new ways to hate Clinton. If you're going to watch a movie on your commute, why not a short subject or a movie you've never seen before? Expand your horizons. Watch Weekend by Jean-Luc Godard, for instance, which features not only the world's longest tracking shot of a traffic jam in France, ending with a horrific accident. It also features, if I recall correctly, a really boring monologue on Marxism by a French garbage collector in French with subtitles. That'll put you right out, and frankly, if you're going to spur the new economy, you need sleep more than movies anyway. Really long and pretentious, dull French movies with a Marxist bent. That's what I'd vote for if I were commuting. If I had a job. I gotta go.